China has astounding plans to build a 13,000-kilometer-high speed rail line to connect China and the United States, and it would require a tunnel under the Bering Strait connecting Russia and Alaska. In addition to the China to U.S. plan, Chinese media report there are others in the works, including a trans-Asian railway network connecting China with Burma, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. Another plan would follow the ancient Silk Road trading route through China and through to major European cities. And there are also plans to build rail lines in Africa, including a high-speed line in oil-rich Nigeria, and yet another linking South Sudan with the Kenyan port of Mombasa. Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman spoke with Luis Thompson, a former railway advisor to the World Bank with extensive experience in China and throughout Africa. Melman asked him if such plans, especially the China to U.S. plan, could be accomplished.
Physically, of course it could be done, but economically and financially, I think the case would be very, very questionable.
Why do you think they have come up with this? You have dealt with people who build railroads in China. What do you think happened that all of a sudden there's this worldwide push for railroads?
Well, I think in one sense it represents justifiable Chinese pride in the accomplishments they have with the high-speed railway that they have in China. They've done an incredible job of designing and building high-speed rail very quickly in China. They're proud of it, and they should be. At the same time, I think trying to apply that same idea and that same approach to a railway from China to all the way through the Bering Straits to the United States, through Alaska and Canada, would be an entirely different proposition. In China, as you know, they have massive flows of freight, massive numbers of people, high densities, and things work financially and economically, that would not work trying to get to the United States, where you can fly in a few hours and it would take 2 days by high-speed rail for passengers. So it's just a very different case.
Is there any suitable use for that other than getting from China to the United States? Is there traffic? Is there transportation needed to Siberia? Is there transportation needed to Alaska, to Canada?
No. Well, we have to distinguish here between freight and passenger. Most of the ideas that I've seen published have been for high-speed rail for passengers. High-speed rail for passengers takes massive numbers of people and relatively short distances. Otherwise, it doesn't work economically or financially. And by the way, there have been a number of articles written that suggest that even the Chinese high-speed system is not financially viable. The railway will not be able to pay back out of its own earnings the debt that they incurred to build a high-speed rail system in China. That doesn't mean it wasn't a good idea economically because of the benefits to the less developed regions in China, but it isn't financially viable. Now, if China's proposing to build these things for free and to give them to people, that would be one thing. But if they're proposing to lend people the money with which to build them, then the financial case becomes critical. And for the most part, that case does not exist for high-speed rail over very long distances without many passengers.
Out of the reports that you have read and the ideas for Chinese rail to be built worldwide that you have read, what is viable in your mind?
Well, we should keep in mind that the Chinese railway has the densest freight system and freight operations in the world. The massive amounts of freight on the Chinese railway, and they handle them with very high efficiency. They have massive flows of people, potentially massive flows of people, between very, very large cities. And in those cases, intercity rail passenger service might make sense. But when you try to transfer that model outside China or outside Japan or outside parts of Europe, you run into trouble.
Are we ever going to see any of these projects come to fruition?
Well, you certainly see high-speed rail in China coming to fruition. You see high-speed rail in a lot of other countries coming to fruition, much of Europe, possibly the United States, although that's still not entirely settled. And you certainly see very, very successful freight railways in China and in Russia and a lot of other parts of the world. The question is not that. The question is whether for the movement of freight from China to the United States, it would make any sense to build a railway when you already have very good shipping. And for the movement of passengers from China to the United States, does it make any sense when today you can get on an airplane and fly from Beijing to Washington or New York easily and cheaply? So it's the economic and the financial case that I think people have to think about here.
You have done railway business in China. What do you think the overall reaction to these reports have been? A little snickering by chance by some individuals?
I have certainly seen articles by Chinese professionals who say they don't think the numbers add up.
Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman speaking with Lewis Thompson, a former railway advisor to the World Bank, on reported plans by China to build massive railway projects around the world, including one that would link China with the United States.